CFNYFM Music. 102.1 The Spirit of Radio.
A new study concludes from our Just What You Wanted to Know department this item. It says the study that a prehistoric human ancestor lived in Israel 500,000 years before appearing in Africa. The study, in effect, challenges the prevailing view that the human race originated in Africa. But the study's author, Charles Repening of the U.S. Geological Survey, says the finding does not necessarily mean that the ancestor evolved in Israel. He says it's conceivable that he evolved elsewhere and was on his way to Africa when he died in Israel.
In the Middle East, an otherwise joyous day in Beirut was marred by an accident that killed a U.S. Marine and left three others injured. The Marines, who had waded ashore earlier in the day, were working on a minesweeping operation around the Beirut International Airport when a dormant U.S.-made cluster bomb blew up. Aside from the accident, it was a day of celebration in Beirut as the Lebanese president, Amin Jamal, declared the capital officially reunited. Al Dale has that one.
The airport reopened on a limited basis this morning, first flights carrying Lebanese who had fled the recent fighting. The new president of Lebanon was there for the reopening ceremony, Amin Jamal, brother of the man who was elected president earlier this month, only to be assassinated before he could take office. Before going to the airport, Jamal presided at the reopening of the so-called Green Line, separating mostly Christian East from mostly Muslim West Beirut. It had been established during the 1975-76 Civil War to keep the warring factions apart. After placing a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier, the Christian president reviewed troops of the Lebanese army and the multinational force, including a company of 130 U.S. Marines. In doing so, he crossed the Green Line, which he declared erased. No more east, no more west, just Beirut. He was the first Lebanese president who, under the Constitution, must be a Christian to enter the Muslim section in years.
Whether the Green Line has actually been erased remains to be seen, because it's always been as much a mental and political reality as a physical one. But considering the extent of the crisis here, what happened today must be seen as a major step forward. Al Dale, ABC News, Beirut.
We apologize for the poor sound quality on that item. In Poland, military police and government officials appear to have launched a campaign of harassment against foreign news teams. Three members of a CBS television crew were beaten and clubbed by police last night in Gdansk while they were shooting a church service honoring Lech Walesa's birthday. And a French news service reports that three Western television crews and a Japanese reporter were taken to a police station for questioning today in the city of Wrocław. Political executions are continuing in Iran. The two latest victims of the firing squad were close associates of the former foreign minister, Sadegh Hotsbadeh. They'd been convicted of plotting to overthrow the Ayatollah Khomeini. Hotsbadeh himself was executed 2 weeks ago.